UNMS Chief David Sierra says hundreds of Waraf State residents were killed during intercommunal violence in the past 6 months. Sierra warns that unless authorities take action to prevent further violence, many people could lose their lives.
In Warap, the ongoing revenge cycle is also very worrying. More than 1,000 people died in Warap in the first 6 months of this year. So those 1,000 people who died, there's a lot of people who want to go on and carry out revenge attacks for those that have died. So we've got the potential for more conflict in those areas.
During an ongoing investigation on intercommunal violence in Jonglei State, UNMIS discovered that hundreds of people were killed, according to Sierra.
Talking to people about the number of deaths but it's hundreds of people died in the conflict between February and July, and more than 400 people were abducted. So those abducted people, and still in the hands of opposing communities, sow the seeds for conflict in the future.
Gabriel Awan Makwach, Secretary General of the now defunct Tony State, admits intercommunal violence is ongoing in parts of Warap State, especially in Greater Tony, where he says communities frequently carry out revenge and counter-revenge attacks against each other.
As I talk to you, there are some incidents that are happening. They happen and they are continuing happening because of the guns present in the hands of the civilians, the armed youth. So the state authorities are working hard to ensure that this civil population that possess the arm illegally are disarmed, they are controlled, not only with the neighboring states, but also within the state, especially in Tony.
Makwacha says many civilians, especially youth, are armed in the Greater Tony area and sometimes overpower government forces, trying to disarm them by force. Makwacha says while disarming area youth and other civilians improves the security situation, a burning question remains.
Our civilians possess the gun. Where do they get the guns? It's something that we can all ask ourselves. Where do they get the gun? Yes, they have the gun. Where do they get them? Where do they get the ammunition? It's a question we can ask ourselves collectively. So they have the gun. They possess the gun. They're told where they get the gun is not known.
Sierra says UNMIS is anticipating more revenge and counter-revenge attacks early next year and is calling on authorities to take appropriate measures such as engaging the warring communities to resolve disputes and prevent more violence before the dry season begins. He says the UN will pre-position peacekeepers in hotspots.
Over the coming weeks, in cooperation with the security services, we will begin deploying peacekeepers to places like Manyabol, the Congolay, Dukpadiet, UI and Wat to set up temporary bases there or to conduct extended long distance patrols.
Besides revenge and counter-revenge attacks, intercommunal fighting in South Sudan often erupts over cattle ownership, land, pasture and water points. In August this year, 127 people were killed when civilians clashed with soldiers during a disarmament exercise in Warap State's Tony Town. Some of the casualties were soldiers. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.